Staff at Alaska's Denali Commission are waiting to hear whether or not they will need to return $15 million of their funding. Congress rescinded the money when the federal budget deal was passed in April. At this point, it's still not clear if the full $15 million will need to go back. Joel Niemeyer is the federal co-chair of the commission. He says in 27 years as a federal employee, he's never seen anything like this.
I've talked with other folks who've been longstanding federal employees, and they haven't seen it in their respective agencies either. So we're not quite sure how it works. What we're hopeful is if indeed we have to provide the $15 million back, is that we are given between now and the end of the fiscal year so that we can do it in a methodical way to try to minimize potential harm or damage to existing projects.
Niemeyer says projects that could be impacted are waterfront upgrades. He says it may mean they will have to wait until next year rather than starting this summer.
Predominantly, most of the waterfront projects are small projects in rural Alaska, barge landing improvements, so on and so forth. There's a number of like Southeast projects where they are replacing floats for their harbors. And those are the kind of things that would just be put off till next year.
The Denali Commission started with $20 million in base funding more than a dozen years ago and zoomed up to $140 million a few years later. President Obama has steadfastly entered $12 million for the Commission's base funding, but Congress knocked it back to about $10.7 million. Because the Commission gets other funding to leverage, they currently average around $40 million annually to help rural infrastructure projects. Senator Lisa Murkowski says it's difficult to know what will happen with so much fiscal uncertainty in Congress, but she's heard Alaskans' concern.
I think it's fair to say that we don't know entirely. In my travels out in rural Alaska, I can guarantee you that was one of the first things that everybody wanted to know about. Well, what's happening with the Denali Commission? What's going to happen? Are we really going to lose this $15 million? And that's clearly top of everyone's mind.
Joel Niemeyer says a congressional budget study recommended terminating the Denali Commission and the other two rural development commissions that serve the Mississippi Delta and Appalachia. So Denali isn't being singled out, but it's tougher work for Alaska's delegation to protect the Denali Commission because the others have multiple Congress members to argue for their commission's work, but Alaska has only three. Niemeyer says the other two commissions have not had funds rescinded. He says he believes the Denali Commission will survive, but he says as funding diminishes, it is important to define how the commission can continue its work of improving living conditions for rural Alaska communities.
To me, the real planning that needs to go on is what is the role of the commission in the next decade, and how do we adjust to that new role? How do we develop our partnerships and leverage our existing partnerships to continue to have a viable voice in rural development? And how do we engage on projects where our investments may be meaningful, even if they're less?
Niemeyer says regardless of what Congress decides about whether the $15 million will have to be returned, he thinks the impacts will not be felt this year. For 2011, he says there's $180 million in collaborative funds that will start or complete projects across the state. He says prioritizing sustainability, protecting the billions in state and federal investment in rural infrastructure, will be increasingly important.